Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
And that's the sound of rock cracking for the first time in 2016. And you have Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Ed Holliday. You're listening to us right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net. And there's enthusiasm in my voice because this year's show, they were kicking off the first show of the year with predictions for 2016. And we have got some great predictions, some things that you and people across America are wanting to know. It's a presidential election year. What can happen in 2016? We're going to be talking about that for the next 30 minutes. And I want you to just sit on your seat. Hold on, and we're going to give you some predictions that some you may be wondering about, some you may not have even thought about. But we got the top 10 predictions for 2016 coming right here from Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And before we jump into those 10, I want to play a little bit of something that I heard on the news just past week, and it's about Donald Trump. And it's about what's he going to do? Is he going to start attacking Hillary Clinton and why? Take a listen to this because I think it gives you, in a nutshell, what's going on in Trump's mind. And it gives us an ability to sort of see into the future. And I'm going to tell you what that means coming up right after this.
I think he is fair game because his presidency was really considered to be very troubled, to put it mildly. I think that Bill Clinton was, you know, turned out to be a liability against Obama when they ran against each other.
And Trump was even more direct in a tweet that he fired off this morning. It said, quote, if Hillary thinks she can unleash her husband with his terrible record of women abuse while playing the women's card on me, she's wrong, exclamation.
Well, that happened on the last week of 2015. Is Donald Trump just already getting ready for the general election without even receiving the Republican nomination? Well, we're kicking off this week's show with that quote from Donald Trump because he has made headlines throughout 2015. Most people thought he would not still be in a race for the nomination. Most people thought he had dropped out. They said it's a joke. They've said it's over several times by what he said. But his constituency is sticking to Donald Trump, and his poll numbers are staying steady while everybody else is moving down pretty much except for Ted Cruz. So we got a lot to talk about this show about predictions, but I had to play that, and I want to play this as we're talking about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton going after the Clintons, and what does that mean? And I think Charles Krauthammer had a very good point, and I'm going to play this because after this, I'm going to get into the predictions of 2016, but this is what's real, it's what's happening now. So listen to what Charles Krauthammer had to say about what you just heard Donald Trump say.
Well, if this turns out to be a Trump nominee versus Hillary Clinton race, I can imagine this race descending deeper and deeper into the morass, Charles.
It's already way down there. You have to have a shovel to find it. Look, I think this is not about Hillary. I think Trump is not firing off the first shot in the general election. This is all aimed at the Republican nominating process. By taking her on as the foil, he plays the presumptive nominee. He elevates himself above all the others. He's been shooting at all the others for 6 months. And now he says, I'm done. I've been able to knock them all down. I've got a 21-point lead, which he boasts about all the time. And now he's going to show that he's a man. In a way, it's to sort of to get the country prepared for him to be the standard bearer. This is, you know, this is a bold and risky proposition that he, that, a way to do this. But I think it works for him in the sense that it makes everyone else look small. No one is talking about anybody else. And in one sense, it says to the Republican electorate, you know, we've talked about this. You've talked about this quietly. Rand DePaul raised it at the beginning of his campaign, mm-hmm. and then he backed off. I'm the only guy who will do that, who has sort of the moxie to go ahead and to do it and not be afraid. And I think that's, this is all about him rising above the other candidates on the Republican side. It's not an engagement in a real general election campaign yet. He's using her as a foil, and I must say, effectively.
So as you just heard from Charles Krautheimer, he really believes. Now, Charles is on Fox News, and he gives his opinion and commentary, and I think he's very bright on this, as everybody's talking about Donald Trump attacking Hillary Clinton. Really, the back way into his nomination is to fix it in the Republicans' mind that he is the winner. He's already getting a nomination because he's attacking Hillary Clinton. And like Krauthammer said, it's a bold move. And does it work? And Krauthammer thinks it pretty much works for Donald Trump. Nobody else could probably pull it off, but we'll have to wait and see. That's what's happening now, and that gets us prepared for the countdown, 10 top predictions for 2016, and we're going to have some fun with this, and I've just had to tell you that we could have come up with all kind of crazy things, but I really try to put forward what I believe is consistent with what we've seen in the past and what we're going to see coming up. Top 10 predictions. Number 10, 2016, an election year, a presidential election year, it may become very similar or resemble some of what we saw in 1968. Now, we won't have the exact rebellion. We won't have the riots at a Democratic National Convention. But what we will see is maybe even an inverse. What I mean by inverse, I mean the liberals, the Robert Kennedy crowd that once Robert Kennedy was assassinated in 1968. Well, there was just an upheaval when you go back and study the history of 1968. But we had the Vietnam War going on. And what was going on in Vietnam was tearing the country apart. What's going on now in America? The country is being torn in so many ways because we have a lack of leadership in the White House. Black Lives Matter is pushing things further to the left. We got people that want Ted Cruz. We got people who want Donald Trump. We got people who don't want any politician in power. Those were your Ben Carson folks and others. And we are seeing America's pulled apart, reflecting what happened in 1968. Will there be riots in the street? Will we have Ferguson's and Baltimore's over in other cities? What will go on? Well, I'm going to talk about some of that in the predictions. But I will say this. 1968 will become a mantra saying, 2016, here we are with America being torn apart because they want a leader and there's not one in the White House. So that's prediction number 10. And what comes after that? Well, we're going to look at some of the international field. We have to see what's going on in the world. So much going on. But prediction number 9, Russia, when absolutely in charge of Syria, they will come together with a peace plan, but it will be detrimental to the United States and Israel, our ally, because Russia will negotiate peace to embolden Putin's plan for Russia, to put Russia in a better light internationally. He says, I will bring peace to Syria on my terms. You like it and you join us, or there will be more and more people dying and more refugees in Europe. Putin will see this as an opportunity to get what he wants internationally at the expense of the Western nations, including the United States, and will we agree with it? That is the question, and Barack Obama probably has already supplied the answer. But we won't see it coming very soon. Only when Russia is in complete control of what they want, and they will force it on the Western nations to say, I have a peace accord, Russia will rule in that vicinity. And the dangerous part, I'll put this in the peace negotiations, Russia will have a very important role to play for the Golan Heights of Syria. And we will see Israel having to accept some Russian terms that they probably won't like, and it will be detrimental to the United States and our ally in Israel. But that's what I see as prediction number 9. What else will happen in this country? What else will happen internationally? Prediction number 8. This is the countdown. We go back to Russia. Russia, as it's working effectively for a peace process in Syria, will be also undermining places around the globe that we're not looking at, including Venezuela. And you look at the oil producing countries in Latin America, like Venezuela. Russia will get strong arm tactics going on to, again, control, maybe not take over, not sending troops, but to control what's going on and underneath America's nose, to actually, again, be in your face to Barack Obama and his foreign policy. I think Putin is going to laugh this year as he takes control of some things that America thought we would never see. But that, not only Venezuela, I think you'll see as America tries to get closer ties to Cuba, Russia will use that to abuse America internationally. What do I mean by that? Well, look for embarrassing things that Putin will do to try to smear the Obama administration. Just look at that. We're going to see it happening several times throughout the year in 2016. That's prediction number 8. We've had several predictions here. And prediction number 7, going back domestically, we talked about the international predictions. Now going back, Black Lives Matter will not fade away. It will not go away. To the disgust of the Clinton campaign is running for president, and they will have to toe the line, and they'll have a friend in Chicago. And so what prediction number 6 is, I believe that, well, let me play this line and I'll tell you what prediction number 6 is. Take a listen to this first.
Now, too toxic for him to govern.
I don't see how he can continue governing now. I think that there was an outside chance before, as he did reaching out behind the McDonald's tape, which overwhelmingly people, my radio show's there every day, so I know, and I have a chapter there of Nash Action Network. But now, I think he's gone beyond the point where he can even govern with the trust of the people.
So do you think he should step down?
Oh, I think that the people have to make that decision, but certainly from where I said he should, because I think that they have clearly said, how do we trust this kind of administration to correct when you've got this going so far off track and you're not even showing up and dealing with it?
Well, that was the voice of the Reverend Al Sharpton speaking about Rahm Emanuel, Mayor Emanuel of Chicago. And what is prediction number 8? I believe that Rahm Emanuel will not finish out the year as mayor of Chicago. He will try hard. And what will happen as Mayor Emanuel goes down, it's going to put a blemish on what? It's going to put a blemish on Hillary Clinton and her campaign for president. The Clintons, it will just help increase the smellability of the Clinton scandals of the past. And I believe it's going to go against Hillary, and it's going to make her campaign that much harder. And I believe it's going to drive wedges between Hillary Clinton and the black vote. So these are the things that between Black Lives Matter that's growing and what's going on in Chicago, I believe we will see, when I go back reflecting, you know, in 1968, the Democratic National Convention was in Chicago, and we don't have one there now, and I'm not saying there'll be riots like they were in 1968, but we'll see some things happening in Chicago that will lead to Rahm Emanuel having to resign as mayor. That's prediction right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And we got more predictions coming up. But first, I want to remind you, you are listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, our first show of 2016, and we're giving predictions of what we see happening in 2016. But not only are we giving predictions, I'm here to tell you also about a book that you need. It's called Bedrock Truth, and it's 8 Uncompromising Principles for America Now. Talking about 8 things, 8 stands to take to make America, what Donald Trump would say, great again. But we believe this book will help guide you into the principles that you need to know in this presidential election year. You can get the book by going on my front page, clicking on the cover of it, order it. It'll take you right to my website. And you can also, if you got a Christmas card from Amazon or you got some Amazon points or money you need to spend, you can get the book by looking up Bedrock Truth by Dr. Ed Holliday. And it's also written by Dr. Alveda King and Dr. Alex McFarland. It's a book you need to have on your shelf. It's a book you need to share with your friends as we get in this all-important election year 2016. So be sure to get your copy. Be sure to tell your friends and neighbors about it. And we appreciate all the listeners right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And let me say, we're having new listeners coming on because I get the emails and we get where the downloads are coming from. And we're glad to have you, new listeners across the country. We have gotten people that are actually, and we've talked about it before, around the world. I guess we got some Americans living abroad that like to know what's going on in politics in America. And we help put our thumb on the pulse beat of America and what's going on politically. So we welcome those around the world. We welcome you to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And we tell you, go back and listen to the archives. We had some exciting shows in 2015. And if you want to know the top shows, just go to last week's show as we ended the year. We talked about the top 10 shows we had during the year and some excellent shows to go back and listen to. So listen just to last week's show, and it'll tell you the top 10. But now we're pressing on for the future, and I can tell you with the presidential election year, we'll have a lot to talk about every week. But not only that, we will try to bring you in line with commentary and stories you don't hear anywhere else. That's why you have to listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And again, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, and together, we're working together to shape freedom and liberty in America, so we'll have a resurgence. We'll have a revival of freedom and liberty right here in the United States of America. Listen, we got some more countdown. We got the top 10, 9, 8, 7, and 6. So we got the 5 more to go. Right after this, we'll hit number 5. Prediction number 5 for 2016 coming up right after this.
What difference at this point does it make?
Well, those are the famous lines from Hillary Clinton, the Democratic frontrunner, back when she was doing Benghazi a couple years ago, Benghazi investigation. At this point, what difference does it make? Well, it makes a lot of difference. And the reason why we're playing that is because you keep hearing Hillary saying, what difference does it make about the emails? What difference does it make what I decided in Benghazi? What difference does it make that what happened in Libya, my decisions in Libya? Why does it matter that it's falling apart now? I mean, it's not like it's my fault. Well, I think it is, Hillary, and it does make a difference. And we're at prediction number 5, and everything makes a difference of what is coming up. And this is the way I see the race for the Republican nomination is about to get thick because Iowa's coming up in just really less than a month away now. So listen, the prediction of 2016 Republican fight for the nomination for president, I believe this is what, if you put on your visual effect eyeglasses, and this is what you see. You see two fighter planes in the air whisking back and forth, almost in unison. And they're not shooting at each other, but they're trying to outmaneuver each other. And who can be the brightest? Who can get the most votes by being the brightest, flying their jets in the air? And the pilots, the ace pilots, are Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. I believe it's come down to that. And all the other pilots are talking about what they'll do when they get in the air. Just wait till I get in the air. But the thing is, their planes are on the ground. And they can get in the debates. They can say all they want. And they'll say why Trump is up in the air, why Cruz is in the air. But their planes are grounded. They're on the tarmac. They can't get their planes in the air. They're having mechanical problems or fuel problems or don't have the help they need to get in the air. What I'm telling you is there's two fighter planes, and it's Trump and Cruz, and that's what we'll have to see what goes down from that. But that's prediction number five that's going to come up very soon, and we'll see it. Soon and very soon we're going to see this race is really between two people for the Republican nomination. But prediction number four, oil will drop. It will continue to drop because the world's economy is being more in question as we praise in the American economy. We keep hearing praises about it, but we don't have as many jobs as they had back in the 1970s. We got more mouths to feed, more people on government welfare, more people than ever on food stamps. We got more people who are retiring and eating up Social Security. The baby boomers are retiring. Folks, we're in trouble. The recession around that will start around the outer edges in the Western world, in Europe and other places, it will come quickly. And Barack Obama and the Federal Reserve will do everything to try to stop the recession from coming to America, but they won't be able to because the Federal Reserve is out of bullets to stop the recession. Oh, yeah, they raised rates a quarter of a basis point, I believe. So now that's the ammunition they got to stop a worldwide recession. I don't think so. I hope I'm wrong. But we're going to see some numbers that don't look as pretty around the world. And we may see what we've talked about here. I think some government officials have been monkeying with the numbers. We just cannot have the low unemployment numbers that we're getting from the government. They're discounting too many people who have given up work, and it's not helping the economy when people drop out of the workforce. So prediction number four is we're going to have a tough economy that starts sometime, and they'll throw out the stops. It may be late summer. I can't tell when it's going to hit and what will happen with the stock market. It's not going to be pretty. And I hope I'm wrong on this one, but there's too many things. And go back and listen to our shows on Greece. And remember, PIGS, the acronym PIGS, Portugal, Italy, Greece, Spain. They're not out of the woods, folks. Europe is still in a mess financially. And this pressure by ISIS and terrorism is not helping any. Now, you're asking if I'm going to make a prediction on terrorism. I'm not. I'm not going to predict terrorism. I'm just not going to include that. It'd be easy to, up or down, but I'm not going to put terrorism in this mix of predictions. Just letting you know that. So prediction number three coming up. What is that? Prediction number three for 2016, Iran will continue to break its promises of the Iran treaty that President Obama did an executive order with. They'll continue to break. They've already broken it, folks. And the Ayatollah in Iran has not signed it. I mean, it's really not even a legal document as far as international concerns are because it hasn't been signed or approved by the Ayatollah in Iran. But they will continue to stick their nose in the air, and the American people will come to the fruition that our president is so determined to work with Iran that he is going to make America look weaker and weaker as Iran will just continue to abuse the treaty, and President Barack Obama will honor it. It's going to make the Democratic Party look weak, and it's going to go against the Democratic nominee, who will be Hillary Clinton. But that's prediction number three, that Iran will make Obama look weaker and weaker by their determination to hurt the United States. Now, prediction number two, we're getting toward the end of the show, and everybody knows this 2016, everybody's looking at who will be our next president, who will lead the United States of America. And I've told you, I think it'll come down between Trump and Cruz and the Republican nomination. Hillary Clinton will be banged up, but she has no competition. And if y'all listen to the shows in the past, I've told you, Bernie Sanders does not want to be president, or he would go for the jugular vein. He could hurt Hillary in so many ways, and if he really wanted to be president, he could pull his numbers up, but he's not going to because he's been told by the party, evidently he's told in the party line to just be out there and make her look better, you know, shine her up and don't rough her up. That's what's been told to Bernie, evidently. I mean, I hadn't heard it, but I mean, you can see what he's doing. He's not going after the presidency. He's not going after the nomination. He's out there ruffling feathers to make Hillary Clinton look better. He's a pawn in the Clinton's pocket. That's Bernie Sanders. That's Doc Holliday's take. Unless he pulls the gloves off, he doesn't want to be president. He doesn't want to be the Republican nominee. But now, let's get to prediction number two. It's talking about, I'm going to tell you, I think the vice president of the party that will be elected. I believe in 2016, we will have a vice president elect by the name of, drum roll, please. Let the drum rolls go. Marco Rubio. I predict that our next vice president of the United States will be Florida's senator now, Marco Rubio. And he'll be put into position of vice president because it will take him to patch up and bring on board the establishment players to run with and get behind and work to get elected the Republican nominee of 2016. And who will that be? Doc Holliday predicts, listen and listen closely, the Republican nominee, and I believe he will win the next presidency of the United States. That person will be, another drum roll, please. Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz will be the next president of the United States, elected in 2016. This is Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And the reason why I'm telling you this is because we will see, just like I said, the fighter pilots in the air fighting for the nomination will be Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. And it will be exciting. It will be done before the convention. There will not be a brokered convention, but there will be an appeal to get Marco Rubio as vice president to bring in those who are dissuaded, those who don't like Ted Cruz, but they'll need a full supported Republican Party to get through the November election and win. The Republicans will win with a united party as Marco Rubio is used to help bring in those. And Donald Trump will stay on board with the Republican Party and help Ted Cruz be the next president of the United States. Am I dreaming? Pinch me if you're a conservative who's been following this show, but good gracious alive, the stars have aligned in a way that this could really happen. Did you know? We talked about Ted Cruz on this show back when he's running for Senate and nobody really knew his name around the country. And I got on here and said, we need to back Ted Cruz in the runoff for the Senate, Republican nomination for the United States Senate in Texas. He was outspent by a humongous amount, but his expertise, his intelligence, and his ability to paint out the big picture and strategize how to get there won him the Senate seat in Texas. He's using the same savvy to paint out the picture of where he wants to go in the White House and how to get there. He's putting the team together. He's putting the plan together. And I believe his hard work, his integrity, his honesty, and his vision for America is going to catch on. And just as you heard this with RFK in 1968, you'll know Ted Cruz is for real when you hear him sing this song. Take a listen to this, and we're going to end the show with this funny note. And I will see you next week, and we'll get into more exciting rock-splitting politics because the Republican debate will be coming up in the middle of January. Lots to talk about, but take a listen to this. When you hear the Ted Cruz singing this, you'll know that he is going to the White House. Take a listen to this flashback of 1968. And Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy, RFK, when he's running for president.
Kennedy's hit record, and George, you have a word here?
All right, Senator, this one's for the Democrats, so let's really hear it.
All right, I think I'm about as ready as I'm ever going to be.
Okay, stand by. This is Wild Thing, take 72, Senator.
Wild Thing. Make my heart sing. You make everything groovy. Wild Thing. Wild Thing, I think I love you. But I want to know for sure. Come on and hold me tight. I love you, yes. How's that, guys? Is that about
pretty
it?
Close, Senator. A little less stuttering, please. All right. A little more of a liberal interpretation, Senator. Can you do that? And watch the pronunciation of the word heart.
Wild Thing.
That's perfect, Senator. Lay it on and on.
You make my heart sing.
It's really coming along, Senator.
You make everything groovy.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.